You're listening to Roundtable. In many ways, a watermelon is a lot like a Christmas gift. You're pretty sure you're going to like what you are getting inside, but you are never really sure until you open it. But that's not the case for lots of Chinese watermelon shoppers, though. We tap and knock on the watermelon and let it speak to us or sing to us. Recently, the skill has kind of made news as a sign asking customers not to knock on watermelon in an Italian supermarket, excuse me, has caused much upheaval in Chinese social media, where many people think the no watermelon knocking policy is specifically directed at Chinese customers. So tell me more about what's going on, please.
Yeah, over the past few days, the Italian notice has become the topic of conversation on Chinese social media, as it was shared by netizens thousands of times. The watermelon knocking notice can be seen sticking out of a cart of watermelons in what allegedly is an Italian supermarket. The viral picture has especially created much discussion since multiple Chinese media reported it. It was a notice specially aimed at Chinese customers. Many netizens, however, do not believe it and suggest that watermelon knocking is a global practice. So when I'm reading this story, I come up with 3 points. Point one, social media is important news of information. Point two, is this traditional method knocking useful? It's something people talk a lot about. And question number three, is this notice targeted at Chinese people? Are Chinese people being too sensitive about it?
Well, no. I mean, you could say that, but there's a side to this story, too, that should be taken into account. This came also from a Chengdu commercial paper. Remember, we talked about how papers have credibility and what they tell people. People believe it because of how big that institution is. Well, this Chengdu commercial paper actually posted the news about this in their blog, and they said Italian supermarkets set up a sign for Chinese customers. And then they say, they talk about the sign saying, please do not knock on it. It was forwarded 7,700 times within a day. So, you know, the news outlet also played a huge role, I think, in this being framed as something geared towards Chinese people, a warning towards Chinese people. But it got a lot of critical coverage from netizens saying, excuse me, but where in this sign does it say Chinese? And so, which is really good. And a good example of how when people chip in on news, they can give you that 2 cents and open a story up more. But absolutely, I think that the news outlet holds a little responsibility here.
Yeah, maybe it was intentional to make news in a way. I think there is a probability of that. And I think it's playing with Chinese people's minds, as we're so image conscious about ourselves that we seem to all have hearts made of paper or glass or whatever fragile material, that whatever happens in the foreign media and says Chinese people aren't the best or you're not that great, and then your fragile heart just falls into a million little pieces, and people just grow your heart stronger, I guess. I mean, this is a big, tough world out there. This is not what a story is all about all the time. So, but apparently, knocking on the watermelon is not a Chinese practice. Guys, can you clarify that for me, please?
I think it's a universal practice,
not
refined to China. There is a American chef explaining that a good melon should feel heavier than it looks and should have a nice hollow sound when you hit it.
Smash it, why don't we? And then we'll know immediately. But yeah, there's Italian older ladies who are supposed to be master chefs because they cook so well at home. They do the same, that is, weighing the watermelon, giving it a gentle or hard tap, and listen to the sound test, and you get whether it's good or not.
Well, let me clarify, because I'm not from China, so maybe I can give you
universal...
Yeah, because even in the U.S., it's a land full of immigrants, I would say. So, Actually, yeah, we knock on watermelons all the time.
You do?
We call it an old wives' tale because it's believed that in the past, everybody's like, knock on it and you'll know it's great. But, guys, I got some news to tell you. There's better ways of checking if the watermelon is ripe and ready to eat. And actually, Yu Yang, one of the things that this American chef had said actually has to do with weight. I believe the heavier it is, the more ripe it is because, guys, watermelons got their name for the right reason. They are 92% water. So if they are relatively heavy, and for the size, they're probably ready to go. They're riper, they have more water. So something to keep in mind. Also, you know, there's a bottom to a watermelon, and if it's creamy and white, that might mean that it's ready to go. So, you know, there's other ways of checking these watermelons other than just beating on them.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure. But I have to say the sound test has a degree of truth to it as well.
That's very interesting. And also you can use your eyes and use your feelings. You can press on the watermelon. It should feel firm. And if it springs back, it's ready to eat.
All right, and I'm sticking with my sound test. That is, if it is this hollow sound, that's no good. If it's thick or solid, it's probably not that ready yet. But if it's firm, it's good, whatever that means. I mean, it's kind of subjective, so you kind of need your dad or your grandpa to teach you all that stuff, and that is just part of the beauty of the whole sound testing of watermelon. That's all for today's roundtable. Thank you so much for your company. I have to say goodbye and good luck!